This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The Colorado Supreme Court upheld a pandemic-era rule today. CPR's Wallace Shalsada reports landlords will continue to be required to provide tenants in federally subsidized housing 30 days' notice before eviction.
The initial mandate was passed by U.S. Congress in 2020 in what's known as the CARES Act. The Colorado Supreme Court debated whether the CARES Act specified an end date to the eviction notice mandates. The case was taken up by the court after a Arvada woman was given a 23-day eviction notice from her landlord. Court justices ruled in favor of the tenant, finding that Congress included no expiration date for eviction notice mandates. I'm Paolo Shalsada, CPR News.
Last week's rain has been a nice break from the reality of water restrictions, but Colorado is still in a drought. So as you plan your garden, experts say to consider drought-tolerant plants, which can also attract pollinators like bees and butterflies. Fatuma Ahmad co-founded Frontline Farming.
Some of my favorites are yarrow, particularly white and yellow, has a lot of medicinal value. Your sages, bellflowers, coreopsis, coneflower, also known as echinacea, lavender can take pretty well to drought.
Ahmad says even though they're drought tolerant, the flowers will still need water when first planted to establish their roots. Cotton Pass in Eagle County is back open for the season. It's typically a quiet road, but it can see a lot of traffic when it serves as a detour around Glenwood Canyon. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.